Don't read this. You never hear about it anyway. Last night, my son said to me, "You sure seem to talk a lot about repentance in your lessons. That's something we sure don't hear about in the churches we've been around. We hear a lot about love and faith, but I never hear about repentance." That is interesting, isn't it? Some of the first words of Jesus, Matthew 4:17, John the Baptist, Matthew 3:1-2, the 12 apostles of Jesus, Mark 6:12, and the Great Commission of Luke 24:47 was, "And that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." Notice that repentance is linked to the forgiveness of our sins, and yet it is not spoken about often. When is the last time you heard the foundational teaching of Christ on repentance? Hebrews 6:1-2. It is interesting to discover that repentance is a theme of both Old and New Testament teaching. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach, 2 Timothy 3:16, New Living Translation. The word that expresses the biblical concept of repentance is shuv. It is used over 1,000 times in the Old Testament. It can indicate a turning from evil to God, or a turning from God back to evil. In Ezekiel 18:26-27, we see the description of both. When a righteous person turns from his righteousness and practices iniquity, he will die for this. He will die because of the iniquity he has practiced. But if a wicked person turns from the wickedness he has committed and does what is just and right, he will preserve his life. Ezekiel 18:26-27, Holman Christian Standard Bible. Jesus is the righteousness we need, the wisdom we need, the redemption we need. In fact, he is everything we will ever need. 1 Corinthians 1:29-30. The danger in the early church, as well as today, was that individuals were turning away from Jesus to the law for righteousness, Galatians 2:21, returning to another sacrifice for sin, Hebrews 10:4, and to another priesthood for help, Hebrews 7:11. In doing so, the Apostle Paul declares repeatedly and boldly, "Listen to me, for this is serious. If you are counting on circumcision and keeping the Jewish laws to make you right with God, then Christ cannot save you. I'll say it again. Anyone trying to find favor with God by being circumcised must always obey every other Jewish law or perish. Christ is useless to you if you are counting on clearing your debt to God by keeping those laws. You are lost from God's grace." Galatians 5:2-4, The Living Bible. In repentance, someone always turns from something to something. On the positive side, it turned the Thessalonian believers from idols to serve the true and living God, 1 Thessalonians 1:9. On the negative side, the writer of the book of Hebrews warned of turning away from Christ and back to sin, Hebrews 3:12-14. Away from Christ and back to the law for their justification, Hebrews 10:1-14, and away from Christ and back to the Old Testament priesthood, Hebrews 7:11. The same kinds of warnings are given repeatedly throughout the book of Galatians and most of the New Testament. I am surprised that most people have never seen it. A friend of mine who is a teacher in the Grace Movement says that based on Hebrews 6:4-6, he believes that a believer can turn from Christ and his sacrifice, but it is so rare that it would be almost impossible to ever happen. What my friend doesn't realize is that this same warning is all over the New Testament, and the New Testament writers also include themselves in the warning they give. The personal pronoun "we," meaning a group of people that includes the speaker, is used repeatedly throughout the New Testament. For example, "But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast to the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end," Hebrews 3:6. "For we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast until the end," Hebrews 3:14. Repentance should be towards God, see Acts 20:21. But sometimes it appears that people change their mind and turn back. "And anyone who has escaped the pollution of the world once by coming to know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and who then allows himself to be entangled by it a second time and mastered, will end up in a worse state than he began in." 2 Peter 2:20, Jerusalem Bible. When a person turns towards sin, he begins a process of turning away from Christ and his sacrifice, Hebrews 10:26. If continued in, it will lead to a hardening of the heart, unbelief, and departure from the living God. Hebrews 3, 12 through 14, James 5, 19 through 20, 2 Peter 2, 20 through 22. These same warnings are repeated continually throughout the New Testament. I am surprised that so many professing Christians have never seen these passages or acknowledged them. I think it may be the result of following men, the result of not having an honest and open heart to all the scriptures, and the hardening effects of the lifestyles of a 20th century church. Nevertheless, the warnings are there, and anyone may freely read them if they so desire. The Bible, both Old and New Testaments, are full of these kinds of warnings. It's a shame that repentance towards God has been linked with legalism, the keeping of God's commandments with works of the law, or the confession of sin as being sin consciousness. Acts 3:19, John 14:15, 1 John 1:9, Acts 8:22.